HDX Mobile.
GFW Mobile. Good morning.
Morning, Ken.
It's fine Monday morning.
Cool ride down the mountain.
I'm only 66 here in Greer right now.
Same over here in Travelers Rest.
Out of the truck when I hauled out a while ago.
And I forgot to turn the volume up on the radio this morning. So I just have to look at the clock and see, oh, it's time.
Yeah, we can depend on each other to be there, right?
Do my best anyway. I was outside trying to get a few things done. Got the parts put on the wife's car that I've been trying to run down. Then end up having to put a starter on it. Luckily, I had an extra one laying there at the house that I'd saved. And cut the grass and just clean it up around the house all weekend. So I spent all weekend outside, and it was absolutely gorgeous up at the house. In the mid-70s and for the highs, and low to mid-50s during the morning.
Down here, I got some things squared away in the camper. Got them in some totes and a little more organized. Then went over to Susan's aunt's house and swam a little bit and associated with them for a while on Saturday. And then Sunday was just some running around getting ready for camping next week.
It's amazing how much time it takes to get ready to go camping and how much time it takes to clean up afterwards, isn't it?
We just, you know, trying to get a little bit more organized so it isn't so... You know, well, you don't forget stuff when you get old, when you get going.
I'm trying to leave a pause there to see if anybody else is out there who wants to join in. But camping seems like it's always, what did I forget or what do I need to put in here to have for next time?
Yesterday afternoon, restringing some fishing poles, putting some new line on so we could surf fish. We hadn't done that. Years, so that string was old.
Yeah.
Andrew, go ahead and pick it up, KO4HX.
I've had a good weekend, besides the back of the camper, but yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. As far as you just got to pack a whole bunch of stuff or figure out what you forgot, go figure out what you need to go to Walmart for. But again, I can't wait to see what you catch down there during September.
Fishing will be good.
You didn't do this weekend?
I Camp Grimes camp out. It's right past Rutherfordton. And, the trip turned out good. You couldn't have asked for better weather this weekend. I got a little chilled Friday night, but I only ended up catching one decent-sized catfish. I put him back. And then all the boys figured out my fishing spot, so they kind of took over it. I kind of wandered around the rest of the lake fishing, but it was a little shallow in some of the spots, and so I never caught anything else.
This weekend was absolutely gorgeous for being outside. No matter what you had planned to go on, you couldn't ask for a better weather weekend. And, boys tend to... if they see something happening, they tend to move in there and take over a little bit.
Little pond, it had an outflow, and where that outflow was, you know, it had a nice little bridge over top of it, and fishing there was great. I mean, usually you can catch bass. I never caught a catfish in there, but probably my second throw was a little minnow with a spoon on it, and I caught a catfish. I couldn't believe it because I've never had a catfish catch a, you know, bite a lure instead of, you know, chicken livers or worms. So it was really wild that he went for it. And then as I'm fishing for him, I hear the boys coming, ooh, a bridge. And when they get over there, they see me. I'm like, oh, man, I'm done. I stayed for a few more minutes, but I had to keep dodging fishing rods and hooks. So I was like, yep, I'm done.
He had a good time, and that's just part of it with boys and kids. They get excited and jump in there, and dad just moves out of the way and lets them go and stands there and watches them.
They ended up keeping two brim, one bass, and they caught a cat, and they kept a catfish. One of the other kids caught a catfish, and they kept those. And they ended up putting the fish in the trailer in some water, and they filleted them that evening, and they were letting the boys try it if they wanted to. One of the requirements was they had to learn to clean and cook a fish. So we showed them how to do all of that, but the eating requirement was not part of it. So they didn't have to eat it. They just had to learn how to cook it and clean it. So we cleaned them, and the catfish was still alive after a couple hours. We didn't need him, so I had the boys go put him back. They were all excited about that because, you know, it was like, we don't need him. There's no point in killing him just for the point of it.
Did you fillet him out or did you leave the bones?
Now, I had the guy that I had show him, he ended up just flaying them.
He just liked it. There ain't no better eating than the brim, KN4TFW.
Good enough to try it, but we also had other fish that we had eat for supper, you know, some salmon and mahi-mahi and whatnot, left over from where the adults ate, and some of them tried some of that instead, but, you know, that's fine. That was, at least they were, some of them were brave enough to do it.
Tear up the brim.
Too much of it's fried. I'm not a huge fan of grilled.
Grilled some salmon once in a while in a little tin pan with some olive oil on the grill. Throw some blacking in on it. Man, it's pretty good.
Still down to 295 over here.
I hope it'll keep coming down.
Regular yesterday, me and Susan for 271.
Closer to election time, so it should keep coming down.
I think.
Yeah, for all those people with them short memories. It's down, they think inflation's over with.
Yeah, that's probably about the right truth of it.
Truck up for $2.14 a gallon with my Ingalls points. Next week when I go to the beach.
Going to the beach, fuel was cheaper down there than it was up here.
Want to do Shelby this weekend?
Yeah. Up there. I didn't even realize it was this weekend. I don't know if it got anything going on. I'm going to have to check with the wife because I'd love to go.
I don't know what day we're going yet. I don't know if we're going to go Friday or Saturday. Trying to keep an eye on the weather and pick the better of the 2 days. So, I have to figure that out.
If y'all go Saturday, let me know. And maybe we can try to meet up while we're up there.
I got some guys out of the Hendersonville Club I'm going to try to meet up with, too. Went down the rabbit hole of the Meshtastic networks and what they're capable of this weekend.
Hole to go down too, and it's not crazy expensive to start tinkering with it. That's the downside.
That, and it's pretty fascinating what you can do with it once you hook the Arduino system to it.
Have you?
Smile out.
It's like it's backing up right at 29, but I may already be past it.
On my screen.
Going by, I'm just starting to see people break and slow down, so I don't know. Yeah, because I'm just now hitting the Highway 29 exit, but it's right before it splits. It's like everybody's wanting to slow down for some reason.
I hopped up there now. We're in that construction where they're grinding the road, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The bridge here with the lights on.
Slow for you. It's cooled down, but I heard it was getting warm again. I don't know.
Weather all weekend and it's changed so much this weekend, it ain't even funny trying to keep up with it. So, but yes, they're calling for it to warm back up about Wednesday, or tomorrow, Wednesday, being back up in the 90s. KO4H get.
In my hammock Friday night, I got a little bit chilled.
And I come out, Friday morning up at the house, and it was 55 degrees, and I was like, oh, in a t-shirt, and I'm like, wasn't expecting that. Felt good, though.
Good. I wasn't really complaining. I tried to get as much bundled up in my sheet as I could. I mean, I still slept great. I might have woke up one time, but other than that, I mean, it was great camping weather. But yeah, for it to get down in the mid-50s, maybe a little warmer than that, but it was great.
And, last couple of weeks, it's been looking like it was foggy right here at the 129 exit. That's because of all that grinding stuff.
We can't get a break from the road construction.
Realize you're taking an alternate route, then go ahead and work on that one too.
And this coming weekend?
Morning. Going camping where I actually had a day off to load the camper and make sure I had everything before I pulled off.
On Friday from work, and you know, most of everything was ready to go, but trying to get the truck filled up and all that, and man, it was a pain in the butt. I was running around. My oldest was like, I don't feel good. I'm like, well, you're going. So that was a mess Friday trying to get them going so I could go on this camping trip.
Truck filled up. I may have to make one more dump run before I go, but that's about it.
Remember, try to give me some pictures of the group sites or maybe a map or something that shows me where they're at. I'm just curious how they look like down there.
We plan on doing some hiking some of those trails that they have. They got quite a few trails there.
That's what I'm getting into if we go down there with the Boy Scout troop. So, well, gentlemen, I'm getting off my exits. I'm going to get to Santana off the top of the car. So y'all be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final. 7-3.
7-3, Andrew. Hope you have a great day. KO4 HCAT.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. Catch you in the morning. KN4 CFW. Don't get into an alligator when we're walking around down there.
We're on a leash.
He's on a leash. Mind that, but I gotta be, you know, if he walks down to the water to get a drink, I gotta be paying attention.
So just be careful out there.
Go out in the water to go potty.
One can, I didn't catch it.
In the water, knee deep to use the restroom.
Be careful of that down there.
If there ain't no agenda, we're not really, you know, just going to be laying on the beach, fishing on the beach, and doing some walking, sightseeing down around the campground. That's about it.
Looks like you got a nice, relaxing weekend planned. That's the way to do it.
Well, anyway.
I have arrived at my first stop, so I'm going to have to get out of here and get this show started for the week. And I hope you have a great day and the rest of your trip safe. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on the way home. If not, I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Patrick, have a good, safe day, and we'll catch you later. KN4GFW.